Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for the call on this gorgeous, beautiful, sunny day here in Ohio. Hopefully it's beautiful and sunny where you are, enjoying these last few weekends of, I don't know if I'm going to call them early fall. I have no idea what we're going to have happening here, and soon snow will be coming, so I know I'm really going to enjoy this day as long as it's here. Every Saturday we come together just to have our heads in the right place to be thinking about our Shackley business, and today we're going to talk about something that might shock some of you because it's going to seem like it might be too early, but it really is the perfect time on an annual basis to really look at planning for next year. If you were on our Saturday, on our Monday morning call, we talked about planning, and I thought I would just weave that into the Saturday call here as well. It's really important. If we don't plan, we are going to fail in our businesses. And you've probably heard that phrase before, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And, of course, no one plans to fail. Everybody would be very highly offended if they felt that they were planning to fail. But what happens is if we don't think about our business, if we don't get things down on paper, if we don't map things out, things don't happen. And you may be experiencing that just in your own business and in your own life. It's October, and you might be looking back and saying, gosh, what did I accomplish here in 2017? I know there's a lot of you who are checking a bunch of things off, and you're saying, you know what, this is a fabulous year. I got myself back on track. I really was plowing through my to-do list and plowing through all my goals and really achieving them. And then there's others of you that are sitting here going, gosh, I can't believe it's already October, and I haven't done what I set out to accomplish. So first things first, we've got the rest of the month of October. We've got all of November and all of December to really finish this year out the way we want to finish it out. You know, we always say, look at where you want to be at the end of next year. You know, so last year in 2016, we were saying, where do you want to be at the end of 2017? And really put a plan in place to make that happen. So hopefully you have the plan somewhere, and you can dig that back up and look at what you put down as your goals and, you know, figure out what you can still make happen. It's not over until it's over. And so on December 31st at midnight is when it technically ends, and then you've got a couple of days after the month end with the way the Shackley business model works so that you can actually finish out the year if you want to finish it out a little bit differently. But that's the first step, is to really look at where you are right now and where you wanted to be at the end of this year and figure out what can you do to still make that happen. Yes, there's a couple of holiday things that happen in here. We've got the Thanksgiving holiday coming up. We've got the Christmas holiday. We've got all of our Jewish folks who are part of the team who've been finishing up Sukkot and Passover and a whole bunch of other things, Yom Kippur. So lots of celebrations and holidays for folks. And yet, we can still make our business goals a reality. So that was the first step, is to sort of look at where you wanted to be and where you're going to be. But the second piece to start really thinking about is 2018. And I know it sounds kind of crazy because you're here at the end of 2017, or it probably doesn't feel like the end when we're here in October. But you know something, if you don't look at 2018, you'll end up in the same place next year saying, gosh, why didn't I plan things out? Why didn't I put things in place that I wanted to make happen? Why didn't I reach those goals? And so it's important to start thinking about that now, and you can have a lot of fun with this. I know you guys have heard me every single year talk about naming your year, and I think it's a lot of fun to sit back and to name my year, to really think through what I wanted to make happen. And so a lot of that takes the reflection from 2017 into 2018. Now, I always look at 2017 or 2016 when I was doing this last year and say to myself, well, what am I really excited about that happened? And then what are some things that I wanted to change? You know, we always have things that we look back on fondly, and we say, gosh, I'd love to do that again this year. You know, maybe you did really, really well with your relationships. Maybe you spent a lot of quality time with family and friends. Maybe you did really well with your workouts. Maybe you had a major surgery this year, and you need to check that off the list and say, okay, that's done. It's accomplished. I know I have had a lot of things that I could check off the list this year that I was really excited about and things that were really fabulous. And then there's some things that I look at this year and I'll say, you know what, I don't ever want to go through that again and don't ever want to do that again. So I'm going to look at 2018 a little bit differently and have some different goals in mind because of the things that I don't want to have happen again. So when you look at your business, you know, if you say, okay, well, gosh, where do I want to end this year? And so you still want to be working off the number that you're hoping to end the year with. And I shouldn't say the word hoping. It really is, where are you going to commit to ending this year, no matter what? And then that's your launching pad. That's your starting point for 2018. And then where are you going to take the business from there? Where are you going to go with sponsoring? Where are you going to go with promoting directors? Where are you going to go with your volume, your income? Are you going to earn a trip in 2018? Maybe you've been saying for the past few years that you're going to earn a trip and you haven't. So what are you going to do differently to earn that trip? And it really is about looking at things differently. What are you going to do that's different? I was talking to a leader the other day and talking to him about the fact that, you know, there's an element of what do we have to give up in order to make our goals a reality. When I look at my lifestyle and I think about, gosh, you know, the things that I've had to, quote, unquote, give up to get here in my Shackley business, I am absolutely thrilled with everything that I chose to do over the years so that my business is where it is right now because I have a different lifestyle. And so it's about making that commitment. It's about giving things up for a chunk of time so that you can have the dream, you can have the lifestyle, you can have the income that you want to have. Sometimes we get so caught up in the moment, we say, well, gosh, I don't want to miss out on this, or I don't want to miss out on that, or I'm going to try to do it all. Well, it's challenging to do it all, and I'm one of those people who've always thought, gosh, I can do everything, and I can be superwoman. But, you know, something we really can't be. We can't really put in the effort that we need to put in to achieve all of the goals that we're trying to achieve if we're spread too thin. So you have to think that through. What are you willing to give up? Some of you have heard me say this before, but I know when I was first really committing to my Shackley business, I said to myself that I was going to really not put friendships off to the side, but I was going to really limit the amount of extraneous friendships that I put effort into. My closest friends and family, obviously that was a top priority. And, of course, when I was starting my business, I was homeschooling the kids. I was very involved in the church. And so there were some very key relationships that I put time and effort into. But it was sort of those peripheral folks that would call and say, hey, do you want to go out and do this? Do you want to go out and do that? And in the past, I would usually say yes to most friendship things and most extracurricular things that involved people because I felt obligated in a sense, and I also wanted to nurture a lot of different relationships. But when I put sort of my blinders on to really focus on the business, I said to myself, well, I'm not going to do all of those things. I've got to say no somewhere and yes to my Shackley business. And so there were a lot of different relationships that I didn't pour into during that time period. Now I'm at a different place in my life, and I pour into a lot of different relationships and have a lot of one-on-one time with folks, which is fabulous. But during those running years, those 5 to 7 years where I really was committed to building my business to the maximum, I did put blinders on, and I didn't do all of the relationship things that maybe I was being asked to do. Now, that was a choice I made. Perhaps you could say to yourself, maybe you watch too much TV. Maybe you spend too much time, I don't know, golfing, or too much time taking walks. I have no idea what the things are that you've got on your list that you look at and you go, gosh, you know, I could probably slice this down a little bit, or, you know, cut out a little bit of this or a little bit of that. And really, that's the exercise, though, is to step back and say, where can I cut back? What can I give up a little bit of now for the rewards that come down the road? And folks, I know how challenging that is because we are all people who are driven with the right here and right now. I mean, my goodness, look at Facebook. Look at all the stuff that happens. Look at how people are expecting, you know, immediate responses with text messages and phone calls. And, you know, people don't have patience. And yet when you really want to build something of significance, especially in this network marketing world and in our Shackley businesses, to build something of significance, we have to put the time and effort in. And we have to have a little bit of patience. We have to lay the foundation. It's kind of like building a house over 5 to 7 years. And if you think about it, gosh, if you were building a house for 5 to 7 years, that would probably aggravate the heck out of all of us. We'd be thinking, good grief already. Let's get the walls up. Let's get some painting done. I want to get my furniture in there. I want to move in. But with our Shackley business, it's the same type of thing. We build leg by leg. We build organization by organization. We lay that foundation, and we build on that foundation. We build the depth, and we keep building and building and building. And one day you turn around and you look at what you've built, and you're stunned. You're absolutely stunned and amazed at this magnificent creation that you have created in your Shackley business. And it provides you a different lifestyle. But we have to put those blinders on. We have to have the patience. We have to give up some things to get that big reward. So just important to remember that and to think about that. So what I want to do is I want to go back to just talking about naming your year and thinking about 2018 and how you can really create something fun around your planning. So if you heard me talk about this in 2016, end of 2016, beginning of 2017, I talk about asking yourself some questions. And these are pretty basic questions. I've already gone through a couple of them. But what made 2017 amazing? So that's the first thing you want to do. What made 2017 amazing? What were you so excited about? What were you on fire about? What do you look back so fondly on from 2017? So that's question number one. And question number two is, what could you have done to make it even better? And so that's sort of looking at the things that were challenges, the things you want to sort of avoid. You know, what could you do to make it better? Well, I wouldn't do this, and I wouldn't do that, and I'd do more of this and more of that, okay? As you look into 2018, the questions that you want to shift into is really, what do you want? You know, what are you trying to build? What type of a life do you want to live? What do you specifically want to see grow in your Shackley business would be question number two. And then question number three, how will I create it? So let me ask those questions again. So what do I want? What specifically do I want to see grow in my Shackley business? And how will I create it? And I would start off with three different sheets of paper and you know, put the each one of those questions at the top and just start to journal. You have between now and really the end of the year to create what you want to have happen in 2018. It doesn't have to be done in a day. And as a matter of fact, I would do it over a period of time. And the reason for that is because you're going to look at each thing that you put down on these pieces of paper, you're going to come back and look at it with a different set of eyes in a few days, in a few weeks. I really like to start this process in October. I always have it done before New Year's hits. But it's really important for me to have some of the pieces in place for that first 90-day plan of the new year. And so I have to have some of this stuff shifted through, and I have to go through it, and I have to go through the exercise a couple of times so that I'm really clear on what I want. Because if you do it today and you do it in 15 minutes and you slap stuff down, it may not be exactly what you really want, and it may not be what you're really willing to commit to, okay? So do it over a little bit of time. So you've got the three sheets of paper. And, you know, one of the things when you're looking at you know, what do you specifically want to see grow in your Shackley business? You know, think about all of the different areas of your business. You know, do you want to grow the relationships? Do you want to grow your team? Do you want to have X number of coordinators or executive coordinators in your organization? Do you want X number of people on the trip with you next year? You know, try to think broadly. How many people do you want to have go to the global conference next year with you? Do you want to attend all of the GoPro events that Eric Worre puts on so that you can get your industry training along with your Shackley training? How many meetings are you going to commit to in your home? How many webinars? You know, all of the different pieces. Maybe you're not using all of the Shackley products that you want to use, and that's another piece that you want to add to. So, you know, when you're specifically looking at that Shackley business part, you're going to break that down into a couple of chunks. Okay, so that's three sheets of paper. I'm also going to encourage you to have three sheets of paper for naming your year. And I know this is going to sound like lots of paper flying around, and so you can do it on your computer and you can have it in different Word docs, but it's really an important exercise. And even if you do put it into Word documents, I would do it after you do the exercise of actually writing it out. There are so many psychological studies that show that if you actually physically write something out on paper, it plants differently in your brain. And I know we're in a world of technology these days, but they even say that students who are reading off of their phones and their computers, you know, because nowadays I guess kids buy their school books in college online, which I can't imagine doing myself. I needed something hard in my hands that I could just play page through, and I could use my highlighter and, you know, highlight my information and dog ear the pages, et cetera. But nowadays kids aren't doing that, but they're not retaining the information in the same way. So there's been loads and loads of studies that say that you have to actually have something concrete in your hands, and they say the same thing about writing something down, especially your goals, that you want to write them down. So three sheets of paper for naming your year. On the first sheet of paper, list all of the times that you feel as though you missed the mark in 2017. So where were the times that you just feel like you missed the mark? You know, maybe there was a month you wanted to run to the finish line. Maybe you had planned on hitting director by a certain month and you didn't. Or maybe you hit director and then you had a month where you didn't make your numbers. You know, where were the times that you feel as though you missed the mark? And remember, these aren't failures. They're just opportunities from which to learn. So you're not trying to look at it and beat yourself up. Please, please, please don't do that. You want to look at it and say, okay, this is where I need to tweak things. This is where I didn't make the mark in 2017, but I'm not going to do that in 2018. I am going to hit my mark on 2018, and this is why and this is how. On the second sheet of paper, record all of your successes, all of the lessons learned, the breakthroughs, the accomplishments, and the prayers that were answered from 2016 into 2017. So all the things that you're able to build off of from 2017. And so, you know, when you look at the year of all the successes, there's going to be loads of them. And if you're having trouble, you know, thinking of some of them, it could be, you know, that you exercised X number of days in a row, that you ate clean X number of days in a row, that you remembered everybody's birthday this year that you wanted to remember. I don't know what you're going to put on this list, but you can start with little successes and build. The thing you want is you want a sheet of paper full of successes. And so anything that you could consider a success and would be willing to consider a success, put that down on paper. It's really very affirming. I had a business coach years and years ago who wanted me to send him the list of accomplishments for the week. And initially I would just do the big things, you know, like the major things. And he started asking me, well, did you make phone calls this week? And I'd say, well, yes. He said, well, why isn't that on the list? And I'd say, well, that wasn't big. And he'd say, well, it was an accomplishment. And then I'd sit, you know, he'd ask me, you know, how many times did you work out, or how many times did you get up at the time that you had intended to get up? And the more questions he asked, I realized I had loads and loads of successes throughout the week. And you always want to overpower your challenges and the places where you missed the mark with your successes. So make sure you jot down everything that you could possibly consider a success. On the third piece of paper, write down how you'll apply what you've learned about yourself in 2017 in order to improve in 2018. Okay, so what did you learn that you're going to improve upon for 2018? And then you want to visualize ahead to the end of 2018, December of 2018. What successes, what wins, and what breakthroughs have happened by that point? So this is trying to get to in your head to December of next year. And you're going to add all of these things to the third sheet, writing them in the present tense as if they've already happened. So what you're doing is you're visualizing the success, and you're actually sort of creating affirmations around that process. You're saying to yourself, these things I have accomplished. These are the things that I have done. And it really helps plant things, obviously, differently in your brain when you feel like you've accomplished something. And so what will you have accomplished by December of 2018? Be clear, be specific, be very, very precise so that you can get that done on paper and you can check that off as some more wins for yourself. And that's what, you know, things that you learned about yourself and things that you have used to improve yourself in 2018. And then, of course, you want to commit to whatever these goals are that you're trying to achieve in your Shackley business, the things that you've created from all of these sheets of paper, and select an accountability partner. And then, of course, select an object to remember your theme. So you've got to come up with a theme based on all of the stuff that you create here on all these sheets of paper. I always like to sort of do all of these sheets of paper and then sort of think about it and pray about it and spend some time. You know, just sort of, you know, what would I want to name my year? How do I want to name my year? What do I want 2018 to look like? How did I name 2017? How did I name 2016? So even going back through previous years, I love to get rocks with my theme and my words engraved on it. It's just a fun way to keep that in front of myself, and I can carry those rocks around. I can rub those rocks. I love to rub over the words, especially if they've been etched into the rock. And so you can do whatever you choose to do, as far as naming your year, coming up with your theme, and then how you're going to keep that theme and that name in front of you. So if you, for example, have your theme is the year of getting out of your own comfort zone, then you might want to take a picture of something that really terrifies you. This is the example I always love to use because I have a good friend who that was her theme one year was getting out of her comfort zone. And so she had a picture of ziplining, and ziplining was terrifying to her. Just the thought of ziplining was terrifying to her. My mom, one year, I was working with her on naming her year, and my mom is terrified of water. She's never learned how to swim, and she's in her 70s. And so, you know, I've just encouraged her many years, why don't we just take swimming lessons, you know, just get over this fear, and she just can't. It's a massive fear. But we talked about, you know, getting out of her comfort zone and moving into a new her, so to speak. And so one of the things she did was she took a picture of herself standing in water. And, of course, it was up to her ankles, but she was really, really nervous. She was very scared about falling in and going under and not being able to breathe and all of this stuff. But she took a picture. We took a picture of her with her feet in the water, and that was something that just helped her to remember to get out of her comfort zone and to move forward into what she wanted to do in her life. And so it can be whatever you choose to make it. Your theme doesn't have to be about Shackley, but I always encourage people, if you're trying to really build your business, that you have a theme related to Shackley because that's going to help you to do what you're trying to do. So it's October. Yes, I'm talking about 2018 and having a theme for 2018 and thinking ahead to your business in 2018. So, yes, that sounds probably a little bit crazy as we are in, you know, the end of the year here, but if you don't start doing it now, you won't do it. And don't forget that you don't want to finish out this year without reaching the goals that you set for yourself for 2017. So it's a couple of different things that are on the plate here, but I'm trying to plant some seeds for you as far as planning and as far as thinking ahead to your business. Hopefully you'll have a little bit of time this weekend to start some of this process. I hope that you do, and I'd love to hear about all of your successes as you work through it and do it, and I'd love to hear everybody's theme and your names for your year. We'll talk about this again in the future, not necessarily every week because that would be a little bit boring, but I think you'll definitely want to be on our call next week. We're going to be interviewing the granddaughter of our presidential master coordinator, And that granddaughter has actually taken over her grandfather's business, and so it's been a couple of generations that it's been passed through, and she's in charge now. And so we have somebody on the team who will be leading that call. I'm actually going to be traveling for the next 2 weeks for Shackley, and so for those of you who need to get a hold of me, please, please, please just use my cell phone. That's the best way to reach me. I'll be out in California for the Masters Executive Committee meeting this week. I'll be speaking for Shackley Canada up in Toronto next weekend. And then the following week, I'll be at the new directors conference and doing some video work for Shackley back out in Pleasanton. So if you need to get hold of me, don't hesitate to do so. You've got my cell phone number. I hope you have an amazing Shackley week. As a team, we'll be back here same place, same time next week. So have a great weekend, everybody. Goodbye.